From the Writings and Utterances of Abdu'l-Bahá, 25. These souls are the armies of God and the conquerors of the East and the West. Should one of them turn his face towards some direction and summon the people to the kingdom of God, all the ideal forces and lordly confirmations will rush to his support and reinforcement. He will behold all the doors open and all the strong fortifications and impregnable castles razed to the ground. Singly and alone he will attack the armies of the world, defeat the right and left wings of the hosts of all the countries, break through the lines of the legions of all the nations, and carry his attack to the very center of the powers of the earth. This is the meaning of the hosts of God. 26. If in this day a soul shall act according to the precepts and the counsels of God, he will serve as a divine physician to mankind, and like the trump of Esraphel, he will call the dead of this contingent world to life. For the confirmations of the Abha realm are never interrupted, and such a virtuous soul hath to befriend him the unfailing help of the company on high. Thus shall a sorry gnat become an eagle in the fullness of his strength, and a feeble sparrow change to a royal falcon in the heights of ancient glory. 27. Know thou of a certainty that thy Lord will come to thine aid with a company of the concourse on high and hosts of the Abha kingdom. These will mount the attack and will furiously assail the forces of the ignorant, the blind. 28. If a small number of people gather lovingly together with absolute purity and sanctity, with their hearts free of the world, experiencing the emotions of the kingdom and the powerful magnetic forces of the divine, and being at one in their happy fellowship, that gathering will exert its influence over all the earth. The nature of that band of people, the words they speak, the deeds they do, will unleash the bestowals of heaven and provide a foretaste of eternal bliss. The hosts of the company on high will defend them, and the angels of the Abha paradise in continuous succession will come down to their aid. 29. He will come to your aid with invisible hosts and support you with armies of inspiration from the concourse above. He will send unto you sweet perfumes from the highest paradise and waft over you the pure breathings that blow from the rose gardens of the company on high. He will breathe into your hearts the spirit of life, cause you to enter the ark of salvation, and reveal unto you his clear tokens and signs. Verily is this abounding grace. Verily is this the victory that none can deny. 30. Rest ye assured that if a soul ariseth in the utmost perseverance and raiseth the call of the kingdom and resolutely promulgateth the covenant, be he an insignificant ant, he shall be enabled to drive away the formidable elephant from the arena. And if he be a feeble moth, he shall cut to pieces the plumage of the rapacious vulture. 31. the confirmations of him who is the ever-forgiving, have wrapped every clime in light. The armies of the company on high are rushing forward to do battle at the side of the friends of the Lord and carry the day. 32. All praise and thanksgiving be unto the Blessed Beauty for calling into action the armies of his Abha kingdom and sending forth to us his never-interrupted aid, dependable as the rising stars. 33. Whensoever holy souls, drawing on the powers of heaven, shall arise with such qualities of the Spirit and march in unison, rank on rank, every one of those souls will be even as 1,000, and the surging waves of that mighty ocean will be even as the battalions of the concourse on high. 34. It is clear that in this day, confirmations from the unseen world are encompassing all those who deliver the divine message. Should the work of teaching lapse, these confirmations would be entirely cut off, since it is impossible for the loved ones of God to receive assistance unless they teach. 35. O ye servants of the sacred threshold, the triumphant hosts of the celestial concourse, arrayed and marshalled in the realms above, stand ready and expectant to assist and assure victory to that valiant horseman who with confidence spurs on his charger into the arena of service. Well is it with that fearless warrior who, armed with the power of true knowledge, hastens unto the field, disperses the armies of ignorance, and scatters the hosts of error, who holds aloft the standard of divine guidance and sounds the clarion of victory. By the righteousness of the Lord, he hath achieved a glorious triumph and obtained the true victory. 36. Be not grieved at the smallness of your number, and thank God for the power of your spirits. He shall assist you with such a confirmation whereat minds will be astonished and souls will be amazed. 37. Be ye assured with the greatest assurance that verily God will help those who are firm in his covenant in every matter, through his confirmation and favour, the lights of which will shine forth unto the east of the earth as well as the west thereof. He will make them the signs of guidance among the creation, and as shining and glittering stars from all horizons. 38. Arise with every power to assist the covenant of God and serve in his vineyard. Be confident that a confirmation will be granted unto you, and a success on his part is given unto you. Verily, he shall support you by the angels of his holiness and reinforce you with the breaths of the Spirit, that ye may mount the ark of safety, set forth the evident signs, impart the spirit of life, declare the essence of his commands and precepts, guide the sheep who are straying from the fold in all directions, and give the blessings. Ye have to use every effort in your power, and strive earnestly and wisely in this new century. By God, verily the Lord of hosts is your support, the angels of heaven, your assistants, the Holy Spirit, your companion, and the center of the covenant, your helper. Be not idle, but active, and fear not. 39. By the Lord of the kingdom, if one arise to promote the word of God with a pure heart, overflowing with the love of God and severed from the world, the Lord of hosts will assist him with such a power as will penetrate the core of the existent beings. 40. Your Lord hath assuredly promised his servants, who are firm and steadfast, to render them victorious at all times, to exalt their word, propagate their power, diffuse their lights, strengthen their hearts, elevate their banners, assist their hosts, brighten their stars, increase the abundance of the showers of mercy upon them, and enable the brave lions or teachers to conquer. Hasten, hasten, O ye firm believers. Hasten, hasten, O ye steadfast. Abandon the heedless. Set aside every ignorant. Take hold of the strong rope. Be firm in this great cause. Draw light from this evident light. Be patient and be steadfast in this wise religion. Ye shall see the hosts of inspiration descending successively from the supreme world, the procession of attraction falling incessantly from the heights of heaven, the abundance of the kingdom of Elapha outpouring continually, and the teachings of God penetrating with the utmost power, while the heedless are indeed in evident loss. 41. Today, any soul who looseneth his tongue in the delivery of truth and is engaged in the diffusion of the fragrances of God, he shall undoubtedly be assisted and confirmed by the Holy Spirit, and can resist the attacks of all the people of the world, for the power of the realm of might shall prevail. That is why thou seest that, although the disciples of Christ were physically weak and apparently vanquished by the persecution of every king, yet in the end were victorious over all, and brought them under their protection. 42. Should anyone in this day attach his heart to the kingdom, release himself from all else save God, and become attracted to the fragrances of holiness, the army of the kingdom of Abha will help him, and the angels of the supreme concourse will assist him. 43. Remember not your own limitations. The help of God will come to you. Forget yourself. God's help will surely come. When you call on the mercy of God, waiting to reinforce you, your strength will be tenfold. Look at me. I am so feeble, yet I have had the strength given me to come amongst you. A poor servant of God who has been enabled to give you this message, I shall not be with you long. One must never consider one's own feebleness. It is the strength of the Holy Spirit of love which gives the power to teach. The thought of our own weakness could only bring despair. We must look higher than all earthly thoughts. Detach ourselves from every material idea. Crave for the things of the Spirit. Fix our eyes on the everlasting bountiful mercy of the Almighty, who will fill our souls with the gladness of joyful service to his command, love one another. 44. How great, how very great is the cause! How very fierce the onslaught of all the peoples and kindreds of the earth! Ere long shall the clamour of the multitude throughout Africa, throughout America, the cry of the European and of the Turk, the groaning of India and China, be heard from far and near. One and all, they shall arise with all their power to resist his cause. Then shall the knights of the Lord, assisted by grace from on high, strengthened by faith, aided by the power of understanding, and reinforced by the legions of the covenant, arise and make manifest the truth of the verse, "Behold the confusion that hath befallen the tribes of the defeated." 45. The Bab hath said, "Should a tiny ant desire in this day to be possessed of such power as to be able to unravel the abstrusest and most bewildering passages of the Quran, its wish will no doubt be fulfilled, inasmuch as the mystery of eternal might vibrates within the innermost being of all created things. If so helpless a creature can be endowed with so subtle a capacity, how much more efficacious must be the power released through the liberal effusions of the grace of Baha'u'llah. 46. The kingdom of God is possessed of limitless potency. Audacious must be the army of life, if the confirming aid of that kingdom is to be repeatedly vouchsafed unto it. Vast is the arena, and the time ripe to spur on the charger within it. Now is the time to reveal the force of one's strength, the stoutness of one's heart, and the might of one's soul. 47. And now you, if you act in accordance with the teachings of Baha'u'llah, may rest assured that you will be aided and confirmed. In all affairs which you undertake, you shall be rendered victorious, and all the inhabitants of the earth cannot withstand you. You are the conquerors, because the power of the Holy Spirit is your assistant. Above and over physical forces, phenomenal forces, the Holy Spirit itself shall aid you. 48. Be ye valiant and fearless. Day by day add to your spiritual victories. Be ye not disturbed by the constant assaults of the enemies. Attack ye like unto the roaring lions. Have no thought of yourselves, for the invisible armies of the kingdom are fighting on your side. Enter ye the battlefield with the confirmations of the Holy Spirit. Know ye of a certainty that the powers of the kingdom of Abha are with you. The hosts of the heaven of truth are with you. The cool breezes of the paradise of Abha are wafting over your heated brows. Not for a moment are ye alone, not for a second are ye left to yourselves. The beauty of Abha is with you, the glorious God is with you, the King of Kings is with you.